Good morning. Hey, welcome as we come together to worship the Lord in this year of 2024. I just want to ask, how many of you have perfect attendance for the year? Yeah, everybody raise your hand. This is the first Sunday of the year. You've got perfect attendance. And by the way, if you went to Sunday school this morning, that means you've got perfect attendance in Sunday school. Melody was ready to raise both hands on that. And by the way, if you missed Sunday school this morning, if you come next week, you would have only missed one Sunday in the whole year. And so get involved in a Bible study class because it's so important. We want to welcome you if you're a guest and you haven't filled out one of our Connect forms. We'd love for you to fill that out. Give it to one of our ushers in the foyer, and they'll give you a little gift bag that shares some more information about the church, or you can put it in one of our offering boxes by the doors. By the way, this is a new year. We're going to be talking about prayer today in this service, as we've done over the last several years. And again, we want to remind you that Connect card is not just for guests. If you have prayer needs that you want the staff to pray about, you can write, please just keep this with the staff. Or if you want it to go on our prayer chain, you can always fill out one of those and put it in our offering boxes as well. And we take prayer very seriously, and we will pray for you. And we know we have a God who answers prayers. And today, after the service, there's a ladies' meeting back in this big room off of the foyer area for all those who want to be a part of the April Women's Conference, Ladies' Conference. And so if you'll just move straight into that room after the service, they'd appreciate that. Also, they're having the Esther study this coming Saturday. They've already got over 40 ladies signed up for that, and we're looking forward to that. Is there still time for someone to come if they want to come? If you'd like to come and you're not signed up as one of those 40 ladies, see Megan immediately, and we'll be having that meeting. You can just tell them in that meeting that you'd like to come this Saturday for that study on Esther. You are created for such a time as this. And we are here as a church for such a time as this. Next Sunday afternoon, we'll have our Faith at Work conference, first one of the year, and some exciting things going on at the church that we'll be talking about. Charles shared some last week about how 40 new people have come and become a part of this church body over the past year. And we look forward. We saw 12 baptisms and look forward to more people coming to know Christ and coming to profess that before us. It's been an exciting year, but 2023 is gone. But guess what? Our God is always ready to move in our lives. If we'll yield ourselves to Him, He will do amazing things in 2024. It's going to be better than ever. Today in our prayer service, we're going to be looking at that acrostic you see on your bulletin that says pray. And this is a simple tool that a lot of times when we're discipling young believers, we'll teach them, here's how you can pray. And this is modeled after the Lord's Prayer. He starts with a praise, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Holy is your name. And then there's that idea of repentance. Forgive us our sins and let us forgive those who sin against us. And then there's that idea of asking for our daily bread, for the needs of ourselves and for others. And then finally, the why is yielding, that His kingdom would come, His will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. And His is the glory, the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And so we yield ourselves over to God. Prayer is never about what we can say to God. Prayer is also, Greg, this morning at our men's breakfast, and by the way, men, we want you to gather with us every first Sunday of the month at 7:30. We have a men's prayer breakfast and a time of celebrating and fellowshipping and seeking the Lord together. But one of the things Greg said this morning was, prayer is also a time where we align our will to God's will. It's more important that we know God's will than God knows our will. We don't just ask Him for things. We say, God, what do you desire to do? So as we begin the service on prayer, let's stand together and we're going to recite together. The Lord's Prayer is what we call it, but actually it's the the model prayer is what some have called it. It's not exactly the prayer that Jesus would always pray. It's the prayer he taught his disciples to pray to our Father who art in heaven. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, and let's join together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Would you stay standing as we go into a time of praising God in worship?
Thank you, Pastor. What an opportunity we have, amen, to come before you. Lift our praises, lift our hearts, full of gratitude, full of joy, worshiping Almighty God. Worship you. Praise the Lord. You can testify, can't you? You can testify of his goodness. To do so. I'm so glad to come and worship with you guys. got a scripture this morning I'd like to share out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 47. Psalm 47. It says, clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. How awesome is the Lord Most High, the great King over all the earth. Let me read that verse again. How awesome is the Lord Most High. Amen. He subdued nations under us, peoples under our feet. He chose our inheritance for us, the pride of Jacob, whom he loved. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sounding of the trumpets. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King over all the earth. Sing to him this morning a psalm of praise. One of my favorite songs of all time. Join with me as we sing together.
I sing praises to your name. Oh Lord, praises to your name.
Romans 5, 8 through 11. It's not going to be up on the board, but listen to the words. Romans 5, 8 through 11. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. Much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also celebrate in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received that reconciliation. What does reconciliation mean? It means that we have changed or exchanged. We have a relationship with God that we could not have before. We have exchanged His righteousness for our guilt. And that's the reason that one of the reasons that we observe the Lord's Supper. But God's Word makes it clear that we should not take the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner. So in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 27 through 30, here's what it says. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. During our time of prayer this morning, I invite you to inwardly examine yourself, your heart, and to ask for repent and to repent from anything that the Holy Spirit points out. Prepare your hearts to receive the Lord's Supper later on in a worthy manner. Let's continue to worship this morning.
Search me, O God, and know my heart today. Try me, O
this last verse that we just sang is a wonderful, wonderful prayer. Pray this with me. Lord, take my life, make it completely yours. Fill my poor heart with your wonderful, wonderful, great love divine. Take all of my will, my passion, myself, my pride. Lord, right now I surrender all of this to you. And my desire is for you to abide within me. Lord, we love you. Thank you for the gift of forgiveness and mercy and grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated this morning. Love doing this as we start off the first Sunday of every year. We've got a few men that's going to come up and lead us in a scripture. and lead us in prayer. Adam's going to start us off this morning. And church, just because you're seated, I still want you to focus with us today. As Adam's reading this passage, really let this passage sink into you as he's praying. Pray along with him this morning as well. But he's going to start us off with our focus upon our community and our nation.
I urge then, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Pray with me. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for getting to live in the freest country that the world has ever known. Unfortunately, with that freedom, sometimes we've made bad choices. We just ask that within our country that you help guide us to show us your truth, the only truth, that's your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to come together, that we don't call evil good and good evil, that when we look for the right thing, we look to your word, we look to your Son, that when we can come together and know the one truth, that will bind us all together. We also pray for our Princeton community, with so many people, so many lost people coming to Princeton and looking for answers, that they can be guided here so that they can see the love that we have for one another in this church, and that they too can come to know your loving kindness, your loving grace and faithfulness. We ask you to help the members here to be good examples, so that when visitors come to this church and they're looking for a home, they see how we care for each other and how we lean on each other and help each other along, because we're a family, and that they would want to be part of that family and sharing the love of Jesus. We just ask these things in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Adam. Steve's going to come now as we focus our attention to God's word. And he's going to lead us in prayer for our families, our marriages, our children. Steve, lead us, please.
So Charles said that we could actually say something if we wanted to this morning. I just want to say what a blessing it is to come in here and see people looking for chairs this morning. I tell you, 3 or 4 years ago, we were all sitting at home hiding out and watching 8 or 10 people up here on video, you know, and that was a blessing to be able to get to do that. But boy, to get to be right here with God's people is really good. And we need to thank God that we're able to do that. And God's blessed us with families in this church just in the last year or two, and new babies, and it's just really neat to come in here and hear kids crying and things going on, you know. And just God bless all you new families and that have come to this church, and we're just thankful for you. And so this is a scripture we're going to read talking about families. It's Joshua 24:15. It says, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Let's pray. God, we do just thank you for families. It's the first thing that you created, God, was Adam and Eve, and you gave us a family. And God, we each just thank you for the families that you bless us with. God, none of us have perfect families. Every one of us are married to sinners, and we just ask your blessing on our families. God, just thank you for loving us and expressing that love through giving us children, and just the way that you've shown how you bless us with our family life. God, help us to be strong as a family. Help this church to be a family to each other and to reach out to each other and to show the love of Christ to one another, to this community, and to whoever we come into contact with. God, we love you, and we just thank you for the opportunity to serve you here. God, just strengthen our families, and help us to be accountable to you, and help us to serve you and to honor you. And God, glorify yourself through each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Steve. Brandon Whitaker's going to come now, and we praise the Lord for bringing Brandon to our church family this past year. And Brandon's going to lead us as we focus upon health needs within our church.
I'll be reading from the book of James, chapter 5. Is any one of you sick? You should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Join me in prayer, church. Lord, I want to pray for two things. First, for healing, and secondly, for faith in the healing. It is one of the great tragedies of the church that you are a great comforter to us and that we often refuse to be comforted by your promises to us. We know that you are a healer, and yet so often we are scared to pray for healing because we're scared that you won't and that we'll be disappointed. Maybe we're scared that we're not righteous enough to be healed. Maybe we're scared that our prayers aren't powerful enough. Or when we're stuck in illness and you don't heal, we're nervous to take comfort in the promises that you've given us of a future time in which all of our disease and all of our pain will leave and all of our tears will be wiped away. Sometimes we treat these comforts like they are trite things and push them aside. God, faith is tied to healing in every instance in which you heal in Scripture. You are looking for people who believe and who pray, believing that they will be healed. I know this in my own life because just about everyone in my family in 2023 has had some form of sickness, some form of pain. I spent more months of 2023 in pain than out of it myself, and it is hard sometimes to wait for healing. It's hard sometimes to trust that you will heal, but we know from your word that you can and that you do, and I pray that we would have faith for it. Pray that we would have a faith like Elijah, who was willing to pour water all over the wood before calling fire down onto it with such confidence that you would act. Or for the faith of Habakkuk, said, despite all the difficulties, yet I will rejoice in the Lord and I'll be joyful in God my Savior. I pray for either faith. I pray that we would give our right arms for either type of faith, that we would trust that you do act, either now or in the time to come. That you do cure disease, that you do take away pain, that you do comfort and heal. I pray with the author of Hebrews that having been cleansed by the blood of Jesus, we might have confidence to enter the most holy place. Since we have a great high priest, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. God, I pray that we would have the faith to ask you to heal. I pray that you would work in this congregation. For those of us who are in pain, for those of us who have friends and family who are in pain, who have been suffering under the burden of worldly disease and sickness and struggle, that we would have the faith to ask you to heal them and to trust that you will do it, and to give thanks when you do it, to recognize when you heal and to glorify you through it. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brandon. Greg's going to come up now and lead us in this time as we focus upon those who are lost without Christ in our community and abroad. And I praise the Lord for a church who does reach out in love, sharing the good news.
I'm going to read out of Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. Here's what it says. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and it is in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who trusts in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the plan that's foolishness to man, but the plan that is Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you, Lord, for the open invitation that crosses all boundaries, that knows no boundaries, that doesn't matter about nation, it doesn't matter about race, it doesn't matter about status in life, because you offer that plan, that salvation to the least of us. Father, help us to have that conviction to share that message with the lost at work, those around us. And Lord, help us to want to be able to deliver that message. We bring the good news. We bring hope to the hopeless. Father, give us boldness to speak out and work in us through the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you that you have done what we could not do. And Lord, we pray that through you, many others will come to know that joy and peace that passes all understanding with salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Greg. Patrick's going to come up now, another one of our newest members. We praise the Lord for he and his family as well. Patrick serves up here in the tech ministry, so a lot of times you don't get a chance to see him, but I've come to know and love this young man and his heart for the Lord. And Patrick's going to lead us now as we focus upon the needs in our church.
I'll be reading from Ephesians 3, verse 14. The Bible reads, "For this reason I knew before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to measure to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Amen. Join me in prayer. Father, we thank you that we can be a part of your body, this church. Father, to save you, and our prayer is that we may be ones that are not ashamed of your gospel. Father, we thank you even for the church leadership and the ministries that you have placed here with us, and all those that are in posts serving and working according to your will. Father, we ask for forgiveness for the times that we may have fallen short, and we ask that you strengthen us and equip us, Father, with your conviction and your power, that indeed, even as we go out to do our work, it may be to the glory of your name. Father, we pray, even as we draw up plans and calendars of programs and activities, may we align these to your will, Father God, that even as we serve you, you will be pleased with us, Father God, and that you will bless us. Fill us with your love as a church and your peace, that indeed we will work, Father, to the glory of your name. All these things, Father God, we ask through the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus taught us to pray, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Can you imagine what that would look like? I mean, if God had his will in each one of our lives and in our community and in our world, in our families? What would it look like if God's will was being done here on earth exactly as it's done in heaven? It's that idea of us giving up our will to say, God, whatever you desire, it's yours. We've spent time in prayer, praise, singing songs of worship, and you sounded wonderful today, singing songs of worship. And I you know, somebody I heard this week say that they quoted somebody that had said, the sign of a healthy church is babies crying, like Steve said, and men singing. That when the babies are crying, that means there's life and growing and parents bringing their children, and men singing, the women always sing. Men singing means there's men who love Jesus enough to sing out his praise. And that idea of Greg called us to repent through the word. The word called us to repent. Greg just reminded us of it. And I hope you're spending some time. One thing that I think is very important, especially here at the first of the year, it's a good time to do it. Devote at least an hour of just spending time with the Lord, saying, Lord, what is it in my life that you would really like to see go away? What is it in my life that you'd like to see strengthened? What is it that's not in my life that you really would desire for me to have? And so I'm going to challenge you today. I don't know what the rest of your days look like. I know what the rest, I know what 3:25 to 6 o'clock looks like for Mae Garcia, because that's when the Cowboys are playing. So she's going to be there watching the Cowboys from 3:25 to 6 o'clock p.m. I don't know what the rest of your day looks like. But think about your day. Is there 1 hour today that you can get alone? And it may be husbands and wives have to say, okay, I'll watch the kid for an hour, and then you watch the kid for an hour, and or let's send them to grandparents, you know, and let them watch them for the rest of the day, whatever it might be. But just the idea of, when can I get alone with Jesus today? See, the problem is we say, well, I'll spend some time this week. But then tomorrow, the day gets busy, you wake up late, you sleep through your alarm clock, and day gets late, and then it's gone. And then the next day, and the next day. And so make a commitment today to seek God's will, to say, God, what is it you want to do? Because we're not through praying. We've asked for some wonderful things, and we serve a God. It's not about the size of our prayers that matter. It's about the size of our God we believe in. And God does amazing things, and you can see he's doing amazing things in us. I look around this place and see how God is moving in so many people's lives, and have gotten to hear some of your testimonies of how God is moving in your hearts and in your families and in your lives and in your jobs. And so it's one of those things that if we want to really see God's will be done here, we have to yield ourselves to him. And just four passages that talk about yielding to him. Yielding requires coming to God on his own terms. One of my favorite passages is from Isaiah chapter 1. And Becky and I both love snow. We've never lived in a place that had a lot of snow. We might not love it as much if we did. But we were talking about it as we were kind of putting some snow up here on the stage, to say how snow just makes things beautiful as it covers it with its white blanket. Even the oldest barn, dilapidated barn, when it's covered with snow is picturesque. And the thing is that God, when we allow him to do his work in us, he takes all that brokenness, all that past history of rebellion, and he blankets it with his purity and makes it beautiful. And he says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. will we come and let God reason with us and yield to his reasoning and say, God, whatever you want, make me as white as snow. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Yielding means trusting God. It's, again, probably one of the first verses I learned as I was growing up, and we teach the children around here. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Some of the modern translations, he shall make your paths straight. He will show you straight ways how to serve him. That way of acknowledging him means know him. Seek to know him in all things that you do, and he'll make your path straight. And then Romans 12, 1 and 2. Yielding means consecrating yourself, surrendering yourself. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Seeking him, consecrated to him, and that means if we're going to yield to him, we got to quit yielding to all the things of the world that we get ourselves caught up in. New Year's is a good time to say, you know, there's some things I need to leave behind. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I acted like a child. I behaved in all those ways. But when I became mature, I put away childish things. It's time to put away some things so God can do his work in you and yield to what he wants to do. And then finally, the verse that you walk past every Sunday as you come in here, one that we've adopted as a church to say, this is what we want to be able to say about us. Better yet, this is what we wish and desire for God to say about us. Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Yielding means, I put resigning to Jesus, means resigning what you desire. But I also think if you put a hyphen in there, re-signing to Jesus, sign up again for walking with Jesus today. Sign up again. Tomorrow, sign up again for yielding to his will in your life. And guess what you ought to do the next day after that? Sign up again. And then next month, sign up again. And every day, the Bible says, die to yourself. Take up the things of the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit fill you and live for him. Yield to what he desires. That's my desire. I hope that's your desire. As we sing another song, there's a song that kind of expresses that. And it was during a time a pastor and a music minister got together to say, you know, it seems like we've gotten so busy with doing church stuff that we've lost our heart. And they came together and wrote a song called The Heart of Worship. And so as we stand together and sing this song, before we partake of the Lord's table together, spend some time. You may need to stay in your seats. You may need to bow at the altar, whatever it might be. If there's some things you haven't yielded to the Lord, feel free to do that during this song. But as we sing, let's sing and really express to God this year, today, every day, Lord, I'm yielding. And I want to have a heart of worship. I want my whole life to be about you. Let's stand together. Your heart.
much, much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve.
Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go into a time of the Lord's Supper. And in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to, if you're partaking with us, to move to one of these stations where we have the elements. We invite you to join us for the Lord's table. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you know that Jesus resides in your heart. You've been obedient to that first step of discipleship, of baptism, to show the world that you're not ashamed of him. And you're walking in fellowship with him today. Greg read the warning about making sure we're not doing this lightly. And so if you haven't yielded something to the Lord, right now is a good time to yield it to the Lord so that you can partake of the Lord's table. If something you've been holding back from him, I would advise you not to take of the Lord's table if you're going to hold on to it. You know it displeases him. You know it's sin in your life, but you're not willing to let it go. I would advise you not to take of the Lord's table, because it's a serious time of recognizing that Jesus died for that sin too. And how can we partake of the Lord's table and still live in the sin and cherish the sin more than we cherish the Savior? None of us are perfect. We all slip and fall. But if your heart is towards Christ today, and you'd say, as much as I know, I'm yielding myself to him and whatever he desires for me, we invite you to join with us if you feel comfortable doing that. We will recognize the body and blood of the Lord, that it took his sacrifice for us to be forgiven of our sins. We'll also recognize the body of Christ, that he calls us to be a part of his body, the church in the world we live in. And so let's make sure we don't miss that part as well. The unity that God wants among his people is another thing that draws us together to the table, that Jesus has called us to put him first and to be family with all those that are part of his body. Heavenly Father, today, as we seek to be drawn to the heart of worship, Lord, help us be drawn to Christ because he is the one of worship. And Lord, I pray that if there's anything we've been holding back from you, that today we'll yield it over to you and we'll just be clean, fresh, filled with your Holy Spirit to be your representatives in this world, to be your representatives at home and school, wherever we go. Lord, I also pray that today we'll thank you for the opportunity to gather as believers and celebrate that we are the body of Christ for this world, that we get to accomplish what you desire through us. We are your hands and feet as we walk this planet. Lord, may we remember the price you paid to set us free from our sin, and may we live in the freedom of your resurrection, in the power of your resurrection, and in fellowship with your Holy Spirit. It's in Jesus' name we pray. You may move to take the elements, to grab the elements and bring them back to your seat, and we will partake of them together. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. And I would say, if you were not able to take of the Lord's table today, of the Lord's supper, and you'd like to talk to somebody about what it means to follow Christ, to invite him into your heart and let him save you and put his Holy Spirit within you and live a life both now of peace and fulfillment, but also of eternal life, we'd love for you to ask any one of us after the service is over. or even during this next song. If you're here and you'd say, you know, I know Jesus, but I haven't been walking with him. I've asked our deacons to remain kind of in those same places where they were serving the elements, so that if anybody needs prayer, as you're getting started this year, go to one of these men and say, hey, I need prayer about this habit that I'm trying to break, or this sin that I'm trying to leave behind, or I need to know how to know Jesus like y'all are talking about, because I've known about Jesus all my life, but I don't know him like the way you were talking about today. Or you know, you can grab anybody and ask them that. But during this time, as we're concluding this service, we just invite you, if there's a need you have, you're entering 2024 with a financial need or a physical need or a job situation or a school situation or friend situation or a marriage situation, we invite you, if there's something you need prayer about, God told us you've got a family who can pray with you. And so grab somebody or come to one of these guys and say, hey, would you pray about this with me? Because I want God to do amazing things in this situation. As we stand, go into this time, we're going to sing about God's power. We've prayed, and God answers prayers. If we believed when we were praying, we're going to see God do amazing things. And there's a power in the cross because it broke sin's chains over us. There's a power in the risen Lord because he's alive and nothing can defeat him. And he's the one that lives in us. Let's allow him to do amazing things this year. Let's stand for this closing song. If you need prayer, come to the altars, come to these guys, or grab somebody by the hand.
To see the pain written on.
Amen. The victory. God bless you. Man, live 2024 like God's going to do amazing things, because he is. Let's yield to him. Our ladies are meeting real quickly right after the service back here. And today, you know, I asked you to think about an hour you could spend in prayer. I don't know about you, sometimes houses can get kind of hectic and crazy. We're going to leave the church building open all day today. I'll come up about 9 o'clock tonight and lock it back up. And so if you'd like to come spend your time of hour of prayer in here, come up to the altar, sit in these chairs, sit in the prayer room back there. We're going to leave it open this afternoon for anybody that would like to come pray here. If you need a quiet place, make sure if you come to pray here, don't fellowship with one another. If you run into somebody else that's here, don't fellowship with one another, so people can spend time alone with Jesus praying. You can fellowship when you get out the building, you know. And by the way, as you're leaving today, give some hugs out to the people that God has allowed you to share your life with. That's us. God bless you.